Ow. Feels like someone let off a cannon in my head. Oh, what the hell was I drinking last night? Wait. I don't remember drinking last night. And this doesn't quite feel like a hangover. Plus, it feels like the world's moving. And why won't my arms and legs move? Okay, this is probably going to hurt, but time to open my eyes. Well, by Davy Jones, that's bright. Well, seems I'm on a ship. And the reason my arms and legs won't move and are currently trying to compete with my head to see which can cause me more pain is because I'm tied up, spread-eagled, hanging from the ceiling. Oh, great. Right. Okay. Focus. Seems I'm currently enjoying the hospitality of pirates. At least, judging by the smell. Ugh, yeah. Haven't they heard of soap? The uncouth rabble. Now, time to think of something. Wait. I can hear movement. Oh, I think someone's coming in. Right, okay. Stay strong. Stay strong. Aha! At last my captor makes himself known. You'll learn nothing from me, for I am an English gentleman, and will not be broken by the likes of you pirate scur. Skirt. Skirt. Wow, you're beautiful. Sorry, you're not what I expected. From the books, you're supposed to be an old man with a peg leg, an eye patch, or a parrot. But you're, a woman? Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Do you know who my father is? He's the governor of all the islands nearby, and he has a large number of collections with the East India Trading Company. He will be searching heaven and hell to have me, his heir, returned to him. He commands the largest fleet between here and England, all of which will currently be on the high seas searching for you. So, how about we make a deal? I'm a reasonable man, so... Tell you what, you drop me off at the nearest port with a well-stocked tavern, and with only, say, half your treasure, and I will let you go on your way. That seems a fair deal to me. I would advise you to take it, as I can't see the deal that my father will offer you when he catches you being overly pleasant. Yes, good. You saw sense. Now, cut me down. Wait. What are you doing with that cutlass? Leave my clothes alone. Hey, those were expensive. Wait, careful with that down there. Right. Okay, that's a perfectly good set of clothes you've ruined. And now, apparently, I'm naked. So, I take it that it's to be torture? Well, as I said before, We Englishmen are made of sterner stuff. You will get no information about these isles from me, be it the lick of the cat o' nine tails, touch of hot irons, or even the rack itself. So you may as well acquiesce to my demands, and drop me off at the nearest port. Wait. What are you doing? Why are you running your fingers over my chest and... Where are your hands going? This must be a new method of torture I've not heard of. Well, it still will not work on me. But why are you taking your top off? Well, those are the finest pair of breasts I've ever seen. No, I mean, even that will not get me to caress your breasts like that. Rub your hands over. Those are amazing. Oh. Yes, pull and pinch those nipples. No. Must be strong. Right. Those are indeed a fine pair of breasts, but if you think that is enough to break me, then you are mistaken. The only thing you have achieved so far is a new place to hang your hat. What? Why are you coming closer? No, don't grab that. No, leave it alone, and no, stop, don't kiss my chest at the same time. Yes, oh, rub it like that. Oh, wow, your touch is amazing. Oh, yes. Yes, stroke my hard cock. Yes. Oh, stroke it back and forth. Oh, that is so good. Wait, why are you stopping? Yes, you get naked as well. Yes, show me that amazing body. Damn, that is incredible. And oh, your pussy's glistening wet. I can see from here. Would that you would let me down so I could taste that perfect glistening mound between your legs. Oh, yes. Oh, show me more. Yes, spread those legs. Oh, and slide your fingers around the lips of your pussy. Oh, that looks so inviting. Are you sure you'll not cut me down? I'm not as innocent to the ways of carnal desire as you may think. My father employed some very accommodating serving girls when I was growing up, and I learned a lot under their diligent tutelage. So are you sure you would not like me to share my talents with you? No. Yes. Oh, rub your clit like that. Oh. Yeah. Rub it harder. Oh, and faster for me. Oh, let me watch as the waves of pleasure begin to flow over you. Oh, yes. You look so perfect like that. God, I'm aching for you. Yes. Yes, come closer now. Oh, what do you have planned for me now? Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, take my cock in your mouth. Oh, yes, suck on the head. And slide your tongue round it. As you slide your fingers even faster over your pussy. And your clit. Yes. Oh, yes. Take it deep in your mouth. Feel it throb on your tongue. Take it again and again. Faster. Oh, faster. Yes. Oh, your hands must be a blur on your pussy right now. It must be aching. Oh, I can see it in your eyes. Oh, you want to come, don't you? You want to come while you suck on my cock. Then do it. Do it with those fingers rubbing across your clit. My cock filling up your mouth. Oh yes, come. Oh, come. Oh yes. I can feel the shudders running through your body. Come for me. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, was that good? Yes. Oh, yes. Now I want to come for you. Yes. Oh, keep sucking my cock. I'm so close now. Oh, yeah. Seeing you come just, it made me want to fill your mouth. To just give you all my cum. Oh God, I'm so close. What are you doing? Why did you stop? You're putting your clothes back on. What? No. Don't you dare stop now. If I wasn't hung up here, you, when my father arrives and frees me, you'd better watch out. Mark my words, you'll rue the day you crossed me. Oh, that sweet pussy of yours will be mine, so you'd better get back here. Oh, and make me come. Don't you dare walk away from me. You get back here. Back here now. 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 Please?